and it goes on. He was not that light, but was said he's talking about Jesus Christ.
He's your man. He can take
on.
He can destroy everything.
Michael, give me the cash.
Only
for this week.
Yes.
Good to see you.
It's very good to see you, sir, Paxson.
God,
I know.
I was raised as a Christian.
Listen,
I'm not Muslim. I'm reading the Quran. Right? But you know why?
Habibi.
If you were so simple, I would have stayed a Christian.
I am somewhere. I'm
searching.
I have a feeling you
are. But this is very difficult to justify. That's why they call it the mystery of the Holy Trinity. It's very, because you have to do mental gymnastics.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Am I quoting it correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that is the greatest blasphemy against God. You know why? The word begotten means a man and a woman coming together, having sex and producing a child. So that's blasphemy. And in any case, when that is... God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. But then, only begotten means one, right? But when God himself is speaking and God says, Ephraim is my only begotten, this day I have begotten him. Jacob is my only begotten. How can we have more than one only begotten?
That is the same book.
To answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay. John 1. What does John 1 say? We've just read it.
Explain
what you've done. The Bible has spoken to us.
Did I quote it incorrectly?
The Bible, no, I'm not going over it. The Bible has spoken to us. We've identified that the word is Jesus Christ. It's also confirmed, don't shake your head, and also confirmed that Jesus Christ was God in the beginning. It also says that the same was in the beginning with God. The word has spoken. All things were made by him. And I cannot create. Only God can create. You understand? So what you've done, what you're doing, you're ignoring what this is saying, clearly, and you're jumping to somewhere else to try to discount this one. But establish this first. When you let the word speak to you, as in what the word is there, you won't go back there. You won't question anymore. You won't question begotten. And I've looked at the word begotten myself.
Yeah.
And the word begotten does not mean to have sex.
What does
it does mean to copulate.
When you beget, what do you do?
What do I beget?
Beget, yes.
Where's your dictionary?
Somebody open the dictionary.
He's got the dictionary.
I don't have one on there, actually.
This word is better to go to the root of the Bible. I'll answer what you're saying there. The original language means bring into existence by process of reproduction.
Exactly. By reproduction.
Begotten.
Man and a woman.
There's many different now. To reproduce, you have to do what?
Use the word beget. Use the word beget. You just told me the dictionary definition. Okay. But if you want, I can give you a spot.
There's many choices there. But actually, this is to know the original word in the Greek language.
You're right.
Yeah, but those people that translated from Greek, they must have known what they were saying.
The word used in the Old Testament, on the New Testament as begotten.
Sorry.
But you can't read that. You have to be a scholar.
Now, okay, cool. Let's work with that.
What does it say?
Does
I didn't
say,
read it.
Oh, read it first. I'll check it out.
Thank you.
Let's work with it.
Beget, yeah? Archaic, begat, past participle, begotten, okay? Especially of a man, bring a child into existence by the process of reproduction.
Cool. Exactly. Okay, let's work with that.
Which means sex.
Okay. Of course. What does reproduction mean? To reproduce is to make something again through sexual intercourse. Be very careful that we're not bringing heavenly things to earthly things. Because I knew you'd say that. That's predictable. That you're thinking copulation, man, and copulation. It doesn't say that.
Okay, what does reproduction mean? What does reproduction mean?
What is reproduction mean for reproduction? That's what you're going
to
ask.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You want to ask, first and foremost, who used the word begotten? Who used the word begotten? The Bible? It was God who used it, right?
In the Bible. Same one that you're using.
Okay, so.
The same one that you're using.
So you're saying God didn't use the word. Wait a minute. So what word did God use? Wait, then. Guys, wait. You need, nobody, you. He's backtracking now.
Go on.
He's backtracking.
Listen.
The whole idea of you telling us to use the...
Shoot yourself in a cul-de-sac. Listen, it's very... Look. I don't know the answers. I'm searching. Let's see who's right. You or... When it says reproduction...
The Bible speaks for
but the same Mate, Bible that speaks
I think,
for itself.
I think you have just painted yourself in a corner.
No, you haven't. This is not
you didn't realize that.
No, hold on.
This is the Bible. Right.
Why did you ask him to
see
the
dictionary?
You're
not
a Christian, but you're defending the Bible.
This is not about backing one into a corner. That's not what it's all about.
No, but the thing is, you said God did not use the word.
Listen very carefully.
Did he not say that?
Listen very carefully. What you just said is...
No, second.
I said you painted yourself in a corner. Let me finish. What you've just said is I've backed myself into a corner. We're discussing what is truth, aren't we?
Yes.
Right, let's not back each other into corners.
It's not about truth.
Okay, let's talk about truth.
It's not about who's right or wrong.
Yeah, it's about truth.
It's not a person.
I think you should listen to what I said. I said you painted yourself in a corner
by using
the word begotten and asking this gentleman here.
You don't need to use that phrase either.
I let you finish. I think it's
I'm challenging you on what you wanted to say then.
No, but you didn't.
Let's not use those phrases.
No, but you said begotten.
If you don't like the phrase,
you claim that begotten did not mean.
Okay, he didn't like
it. I'm sorry, but this is crazy. Listen, I'm gonna rephrase what you said.
No, he doesn't want to be around.
No.
He doesn't accept it.
You said we use the word begotten, all right? And you confirmed that's it. Oh, let's be careful because the word begotten doesn't necessarily mean what you. And then we went to the dictionary and it says reproduction. Let's go back to the dictionary. Come on, you're not making sense. I'm here to.
Who requested? Who requested the dictionary definition?
Yeah, himself.
Exactly. Well, when we showed it to him, he doesn't want to accept it now.
Me, myself, and I.
You can shut me down if you want. That's your problem.
It's not about shutting
you down.
Doesn't
make sense.
John 10 verse 30. What does it say?
Let's stick to begotten.
Yeah, I did with him.
I and my father are one. Right. Now read John 10. John 10
verse 30 says, yeah.
Carry on.
I'm going to continue.
Yeah, carry on.
So let's not just rush off.
Yeah, carry on.
So what does it mean when it says,
means
don't tell him. Who is the word? Who is that I? Who is the I there? Who is the I?
Jesus.
I want you to say Jesus.
I'll say Jesus.
Jesus, yes. Yeah, would you agree?
According to
Christian. Before we go any further, what does it mean when it says, I and my... What does that mean?
It means I and the Father. In that context, it means I and the Father.
Both of us. Both
basically,
of us.
We have the same purpose.
Yeah. Same purpose.
Yes. One in
just
purpose.
Like in John 17:21.
And then in verse 31, it says, then what did the Jews do after that? What did they try to do? That's right. Why?
Blasphemy.
Because
he made himself out to be God.
Carry on. Next one.
Now, so hold on. Before we go further, let's do some logic here. Why would Jesus say such a blasphemous thing knowing they would stone him?
No. The answer is right. Accuse him of blasphemy.
The answer is in John 10, 34.
Keep reading.
What do you say I am?
34.
Jesus is... Let's read.
Yeah.
Verse 32.
Yeah.
Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father.
Yeah.
My Father.
Yeah. Of which?
For which of those works do you stone me?
Yeah, right.
That's the reason.
Then Jesus answered him saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, right?
Next one.
Whose claim was that?
But because that thou being a man makest thyself God.
Yeah. Whose claim was that?
Who claimed that? The Jew.
That's the
Who's
Jew.
Saying that? The claim of the blasphemy. Whose claim was that?
The Jew.
Jesus or the Jews?
The Jew accused
who claimed
you mean the who invented Jews. The word blasphemy?
No,
the
who Jews. Claimed himself? Who made the accusation of blasphemy?
The Jews?
Oh, the Jews, yeah.
Carry on.
So Jesus answered them, is it not written in the law I said ye are gods?
Which law?
So he's trying to prove them.
Who are gods?
Carry on.
If you call them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God.
So who called they were called?
He said he didn't say.
Guys, first and foremost, when they made the accusation of blasphemy, what was Jesus' response? He pointed them to Psalms 82:6, where the Jews, the elders, the judges, were referred to as gods. Not just sons of gods. They were referred to as gods.
And because in the Jewish
in Hebrew, there's no small g.
Anybody that was a
brother, one
man was the son of God.
Yeah, we're coming to that in short. So what I'm saying is that Jesus himself is telling the Jews that your claim of or your accusation of blasphemy is something which is contradictory to what the Bible says. So Jesus is telling them, even if I said God, that I am God, yes? This doesn't mean that I am blaspheming, because God himself calls the Jews, the judges, in Psalms 82:6. He calls them, ye are gods, the sons of the Most High. Now, who are these people? Where they were mortals. Psalm 82:6.
But you should know that.
Yeah, of course
you
should know that.
You have to look at the meaning.
I don't have to know.
There's many things.
You're coming strong. You're coming strong and you didn't know that.
Why don't you look it up?
The word God in Hebrew means something different to what you don't know.
Why don't you look it up and show us the difference? Let him share. What I'm telling you.
In Greek, in the Hebrew, the word God doesn't mean, in that psalm there, it doesn't mean the eternal, omniscient, glorious God. God with a small g. Jesus, however, is inferring that he is God.
He didn't say big G. He never did. He said he's a son of God. He didn't say he's God in that passage.
No, he didn't say big G.
In that passage, wait. You know, that was the best time for Jesus.
Nowhere in the Bible does Jesus say I am God.
Guys, come on. If too many people are talking, then we won't get anywhere. Okay, so Jesus, at that time, was the best time for him to claim that he was God. But what does he say? At the end, what does he say? I am the Son of God. Yes, he didn't say I'm God, did he?
The Son of God, yes.
Yes.
The argument is that he's the Son of God.
Friend,
that's the point.
The argument is that, is he God? The argument is, is he Almighty God? If he forgives sins...
He forgave sins. Only God.
That's different.
Wait.
Oh, that's another one.
If he forgives sins, can he forgive sins?
He accepted worship.
Guys, come on.
We don't go there. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Thomas said that.
I will get there.
And Jesus accepted it.
Okay, let me ask you this. If Jesus could forgive sins, did he need to die?
Yes.
So
for you,
let me get this.
No, not for me.
Let me get this. He could forgive you and me and all of us. Yes.
Okay.
Wait. Let me finish.
I'm going to reframe your question.
He's going to. He can forgive.
Be patient.
I haven't even finished it. When he can forgive everyone without him dying. Like you said, he can forgive sins, am I right?
Of course.
If he can forgive sins, then why the need to die on the cross?
A humiliating death. Death of the sins.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question.
Punishment of sins is death.
I'm going to answer your question.
We are jumping all over the place. Can we finish that?
No, I'm asking your question.
That's why I said the question.
We've already been through it. That Jesus never performed the miracle.
Jesus never claimed to be Almighty God. In fact, he said, my Father is greater than I.
He accepted worship and he said he forgave people's sin.
But he never...
The lady caught in adultery.
He never performed the miracle.
No, when he said forgive sins. Did he say, I forgive your sins? Or did he say, your sins are forgiven?
Okay, hear up, everyone. Let me answer your question. Here's the answer.
Yes.
Need to quote the Bible correctly.
Go on.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
Yeah.
This is what it says. And almost all things are by law purged with blood. We're talking about the Old Testament system, yeah? The old way of sacrificing all the animals. The old thing. And without shedding of blood is no remission.
Yeah.
Right. What you use the word?
Who are saying this?
Whoever wrote Hebrews.
We don't know who he is.
So you're saying God will not forgive unless blood is shed. Is that right?
Let me.
Did I get that right?
Let me speak. The word you used was forgive. Okay?
That's what I'm saying. Forgiveness without the shedding of blood.
Listen carefully. The word you used was forgive.
Blood sacrifice.
That's what I said.
Is that correct? You use the word forgive, right? Yeah. What word does the Bible use?
Remission
is very different to forgive.
Really?
Very different.
What does it mean?
If you punch me, I can forgive you. Now there's a big difference between saying, look, it's okay, don't worry about it. Or actually dealing with the sin you committed.
Yeah.
What does
that
mean?
Let me explain.
Okay, go on.
No.
In the Old Testament system, all you Muslims, so you're Muslims who deny the Old Testament, need to go and study Moses, Exodus, and study your sanctuary system where the animals are sacrificed on a daily basis. When you understand those things, you understand what he's talking about.
Have you understood?
How about those animals they used to live?
Let's not go there for that. Have you not go there now? Let me answer your question.
You can actually use flour to ask for
this man. You're not listening.
Not only blood.
You're not listening.
Now you know how it feels.
You're not listening.
Go on.
Are you going to tell me that for 40 years and more, all the way through from the time when the Israelites left Egypt, right the way through to when Jesus died, millions and millions and millions of animals would have died on a daily basis
for
the forgiveness of their sin?
Are you sure?
Man, what does the Bible say?
Okay, let me tell you.
No, I'm not finished yet. Beginning with the word.
You're using the Old Testament in a way which is very, very Christian oriented.
You've answered your question.
Not a Jewish
question. He said he's not Christian.
You've used the word forgive. And I'm trying to explain to you what remission means. And you're trying to run too fast.
Okay.
The word remission means that the sin that we commit, let's go back to Genesis. When Adam and Eve, before Adam and Eve sinned, God warned them, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. Yeah? You will surely die. Now we know that is true because the moment they ate the fruit, the curse came on the earth.
They died.
Okay? That is how serious sin is. You might argue, it's just the fruit. Disobedience has caused this whole problem that we have today. Muslims against Christians against, the whole world's in turmoil because of that one sin. Okay? And Jesus prophesied
The cancellation
of sin. That's good. Now,
which means
we'll come at that in a minute.
Which actually means, forgive your debt.
Let me explain to you.
God.
Now, when you study the Bible deeply, you will find that Jesus and the Father,
the Arabic is Afwan, for France,
Jesus and the Father had made a commitment to save the human race in the event that they were to sin.
So both of them did it. Both Jesus and God. God and another God.
The man was in effect forgiven before they even sinned, but the remission came after the sin. Through the death of Jesus Christ. They were forgiven before they sinned.
Who was forgiven?
Just told you.
No, who was forgiven?
The whole human race. Let me follow this through. Let me follow it through.
I like it.
So let me shoot you now.
No, hold on.
I'm forgiven.
Let me explain. They were forgiven before they sinned. I tell you why we know this.
Have you got a verse which claims that? From the Bible. Or is this your own interpretation?
Let me go to Genesis chapter 1 for you.
Before we were born.
So we are just jumping on.
If
you're not going to let me answer the question, I'll go.
We gave you enough time to answer the question. You were discussing, hold on. Am I right? No, you were discussing John 10:30. I showed you in John 10:30 when Jesus said, No. That's not called disingenuous. You don't even know the meaning of the word.
Disingenuous.
You don't even know the meaning of disingenuous. When you went to John 10:30,
I'm not having to talk.
You run it away. Okay,
that's fine. When you went to John 10:30, you went to another passage.
He's more respectful than you are.
Now you're trying to lay an excuse.
You're shouting people down.
Hold on, I give you enough time to talk right now. He's using, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he's using excuses to run away now.
You're not letting me speak.
We were discussing John 10:30, right?
Yes.
We were discussing John 10:30, and when I showed him that the Jews were called gods, he didn't like that. Now he wants you to run away. That's fine. You can always run away.
You're not respectful.
Oh, God. We gave you enough time to respond. We gave you enough time. You change the topic.
No. He's talking too much. He's asking a question, but he won't let me answer the question.
I did let you answer. Did I not let him answer? He went on and on. And then he went. Now he wants to go to Genesis. In Genesis 1:1, there's no remission of sin. Bye-bye. Nice try. This is what happens, you know, when we actually question them, they go to all these different topics, changing of topics, because he knows he's cornered in one, especially when this gentleman asked him the meaning of the word begotten. Yes? Immediately that guy said, look at the dictionary. When we looked at the dictionary, he didn't like it. Yes? And then he went to another topic. He knew it. He did know that. And then he went to another topic. Jesus said,
I'm being disingenuous.
Yes? Again, I showed him in John 10:34. The people were even called gods by God Almighty himself. Yes? So even if Jesus called himself God, that doesn't make him God. Because what that means is that in the language of the Old Testament and even the New Testament, God over there is referred as a mark of respect for certain people. It doesn't mean Almighty God. But Jesus himself says, yes, whenever he needs something, he bows down to him, he prostrates to him. He puts his forehead on the ground and he begs God to take the cup away from him. Yes? And this was done repeatedly by Jesus. But guess what? His prayers were unheard.
I asked him, I said, according to the Bible, he said Jesus was God. I said, was he always God? Yeah. So according to the Bible, on the eighth day when Mary and Joseph took the baby Jesus to the temple to circumcise him, were they circumcising God? I mean, come on.
Stuff for Allah.